640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Labor Day's come and gone, but big-time summer heat, that is still here in much of the country. Lots of triple-digit feels-likes, with some big city school systems scrambling to cool kids or let them stay home with the AC.
In Austin, we'll probably get to 107 tomorrow. Same thing for Waco and College Station. So a whole lot of records being broken. By the time you get into Saturday, we begin to cool things down, but we're still breaking records in the West and Southwest all the way into Sunday.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. It is far out in the Atlantic and not expected to hit U.S. land, but Hurricane Lee is now a Category 5 storm with winds of 160 miles an hour. That could mean dangerous beach conditions on the East Coast in a couple of days and on Caribbean islands before then.
Large swells likely to reach the Lesser Antilles, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico through the weekend.
National Hurricane Center spokeswoman Maria Torres. A new study leads AAA to strongly recommend keeping kids under 10 in restraints while in cars.
Child restraints do save lives. They reduced fatalities by 71% for infants younger than 1 year of age and by 54% for children 1 to 4.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve. She is a Utah mother of six, something of a YouTube influencer on parenting advice. Now Ruby Frankie scheduled to be in court to answer charges that she and a colleague abused and starved her children. They are charged with six felony counts of aggravated child abuse. A new Justice Department report concludes New Jersey failed its veterans during the COVID-19 pandemic. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The scathing report outlines failures at VA facilities in Menlo Park and in Paramus. They include poor communication and staff incompetence that allowed the virus to spread virtually unchecked.
With thousands being bused from the southern border to big cities thousands of miles away, New York City schools have opened classrooms to nearly 20,000 new kids with parents seeking asylum.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams sounded off on the flow of migrants to NYC.
Started with a madman down in Texas, decided he wanted to bus people up to New York City.
Without federal dollars to help, the mayor says there is no space or money to house them.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, a one-time TV sitcom star, now faces 30 years to life in prison in a decades-old rape case involving two then-fellow members of the Church of Scientology.
It took two decades for Danny Masterson to be found guilty of rape. The actor, best known for his role in That 70s Show, had been convicted in May of raping two women back in 2003, a jury deadlocked on a third count.
Correspondent Carter Evans in L.A., and this is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.